we are accustomed during this great week to reflect on the events of Palm Sunday and especially Good Friday. But what occurred on Holy Saturday? To most, it seems a dies non, a day when nothing is happening. We profess each Sunday in the Creed, He descended into hell, most of us not understanding what we are saying, and what it says of Christ Himself and His desire to identify Himself completely with us. Jesus dies at about 3 o'clock on the afternoon of what we call Good Friday. At nightfall, since was the eve of Passover, Joseph of Arimathea, a rich and authoritative member of the Sanhedrin, courageously asked Pilate for permission to bury Jesus in his own new tomb, which was close to Golgotha. Joseph bought a linen cloth with which he wrapped the body of Jesus. This is what the Gospel of St. Mark says, and the other evangelists agree with him. Jesus remained in the tomb until dawn of the day after the Sabbath, and the Turin shroud presents to us an image of how his body lay in the tomb during that period. A relatively brief period, but immense in its significance. In the Divine Office for Holy Saturday, the Church presents us with a homily so ancient that its author is unknown. He writes, "What is happening? Today there is a great silence over the earth and stillness because the King sleeps. The earth was in terror and was still because God slept in the flesh and raised up those who were sleeping from the ages." Our modern world has created a perpetual Holy Saturday. Today's men and women have developed a mentality, some would call it a spirituality, that seeks to conceal God from public life. Modern society has in reality become a void. The pursuit of pleasure is the modern God that must fill that void. The 19th century philosopher Nietzsche and those who would follow him in the succeeding century proclaimed that God must be eliminated if humans are to be fully themselves. The very idea of God prevents us from being human, they argued. Nietzsche's famous saying, "God is dead and we have killed him," is enigmatic in that it actually belongs to Christian tradition. We say it in the way of the cross. It was our sins that killed the Son of God. Christians bow their heads in shame as they realize they have contributed to the growth of evil in the world. The shroud displays the opposite. God is always one step ahead of us. The Holy Shroud shows both darkness and light. It is indeed a photographic document, a positive and a negative. Earth's darkest hour became a luminous sign. Holy Saturday was, in a sense, a no man's land between the death and resurrection. The shroud speaks to us of this moment, an unrepeatable moment when God in Christ not only shared our dying, but also our remaining in death. There is no part of our existence then that God has not shared. In this time beyond time, Jesus descended into hell. What does this mean? It means that God, having become man, entered our most extreme solitude, where not a ray of love enters. In the Creed, we call it hell. In modern language, we mean limbo, where the souls of the just, since the time of Adam, were awaiting the resurrection. Adam's sin had closed the door to heaven. Such is the terrible power of sin. Sin cannot look on God. Christ then, by remaining in death, passed beyond the door to lead us to cross it with him. At some point in life, we have all felt the frightening sensation of having been abandoned. Reassurance only came from a person who loved us. This is what happened on Holy Saturday. The voice of God resounded in the realm of death. The unimaginable happened. God entered the absence of God. Even in our darkest moment, which we call death, God will be there. This is the mystery of Holy Saturday.